Reminder, Mincha tonight, 6:05, Chabur, 8:30 p.m. tonight. Don't miss the Chabur, some exciting topics. The Mishnah tells us, we are learning Misach HaKelim, we are in the 17th parak, Mishnayis Ches and Tes. Kazayas Sha'amar, when Chazal used the principle of Kazayas, like as in Kazayas Min Ameis, in terms of declaring the Tumah, or even when we talk about using a Kazayas at other times. Lo Gadol V'lo Katan El Abeinoni Ze'aguri. We are assuming not a large olive or a small olive. We're talking about a medium-sized olive, which is also known as aguri. And kasoar, when we talk about a barley corn, like the minimum size of finding bone that one would be chayef for, logdola v'loktana elabena, and it's zumid baris. We're talking about a desert barley corn. That's the standard middle size. Kadasha shahamu, when we talk about a lentil, like a sheretz, that's mentami kadasha, right, that lentil size, logdola v'loktana elabeno, and this is omitzus. We're talking about an Egyptian lentil. That's usually the middle size. When we say that all movable objects can convey tuma when they're as thick as a mardea, right? We're not talking now. Mardos come in different sizes as well. We're talking logdola v'loktana elabenoni, neizu benoni. What's the definition of a middle size? We're talking about something that has a circumference of one tefach. Now, ha'ama sha'amru, when we talk about an ama, right, like measuring amos, right, ba'ama habenonis, we're talking about a medium-sized ama, right? Ushtei amos hayu b'shushan habira. There were two measuring sticks in shushan habira. In other words, in the small room on top of the eastern gate to the Azara, it was known as shushan habira. So they kept two amma sticks there. Echas al kermis rachas tzvonis. One was on the northeastern corner. Vechad al kermis rachas dromis. One was on the northwestern, the southeastern corner. Shal kermis rachas tzvonis. Haisi yisera al shal Moshe chatzi etzba. The one in the northeast had half a finger size on top of the amma of Moshe Rabbeinu. And shal kermis rachas dromis. Haisi yisera alea chatzi etzba. Right, the second one was more than the thickness of a finger on top of the one of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why do we talk about a large amma and a small amma? An amma is an amma. We use two different sizes because when you have to pay the workmen who come in the Beis Hamikdash, you got to make sure that they're not guilty of taking money from Hekdash. So they always make sure to contribute a little bit this way and a little bit this way. They get paid, we measure the work that they do at a larger piece, and they get paid based on the smaller piece to make sure that they don't come to Me'ila within the process. So stop here, Beis HaSashem. We'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day.